I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Tonight, the Below Deck Sailing Yacht Reunion goes global. Looks like there might be a wine shortage in Italy here. The Parsifal 3 crew makes waves.
You only felt that way because you were her subordinate.
No, because she's another human.
Glenn, should you have just fired him?
Do you think it's kind to constantly say, Janet just wants to be on Adam's deck?
Bull. All hands on deck.
I'm not a Kardashian, I'm on Bravo.
The Below Deck Sailing Yacht Reunion at home starts now.
Sorry.
Welcome to the Below Deck Sailing Yacht Reunion at home. I'm your host, Andy Cohen. We are very socially distanced tonight because the Parsifal 3 crew is scattered across the globe. This may be our most ambitious reunion yet, come to think of it, but that won't stop us from exploring the world of yachty drama that unfolded this season. I want to start with a location check. Okay, hey, Captain Glenn, are you still aboard the Parsifal 3 in Spain?
Yes, I am. We're just outside Barcelona, Spain, in a shipyard.
Wow. Hey, Adam, are you still living out of your van on a ranch in Oregon?
Well, the van is on a ranch in Oregon. Fortunately, I don't have to sleep in it anymore.
Okay, very good. Hey, Jenna, where are you hunkered down?
I am in Canada.
Very good. And hey, Madison, where are you?
I'm actually in Fort Collins, Colorado.
I love it. That might be the fanciest quarantine wear Fort Collins has seen in a while. Hey, Georgia, give us the latest. Written any more songs in quarantine?
I've written more than one since the TV show aired. I think people will appreciate.
Very good. And where are you, Georgia?
I'm in my hometown, George, in South Africa for the minute.
Wow, you are all the way in South Africa. This is blowing my mind. Well, let's travel to Italy now and say hi to Padgett and Ciara. How are things in Italy?
We wouldn't know. We haven't been outside in 2 months.
We haven't been outside in 2 months. We do not know.
And you're in a shipyard right now.
Yeah. We're in a shipyard. The boat's out of the water and we're confined to the shipyard.
Incredible. Well, where'd you wind up, Parker?
Hi there, Andy. Katie and I are here on the ranch in Larkspur, Colorado, with our two golden doodles and our three cows, and we're just waiting out this quarantine.
Very good. Last but not least, Byron, give us an update. Where are you, Byron?
Hey, Andy. I'm at home in Mallorca.
Wow. This is awesome. Okay, well, Padgett and Ciara, I want to start with you because you came into this charter season as a couple, but your relationship was shaped along the way, sometimes into the form of a triangle with Georgia.
Georgia and Padgett on the beach together. This is weird.
I'm not jealous. She's free to do what she wants. And if he wants to f*** around, that means I don't want him anyways.
I want to dig in. The number one question, Ciara, for you was, were you really not bothered by the flirting that Padgett was doing with Georgia? And do you think that Georgia crossed a line?
No, I'm honestly not bothered. I think Georgia could have gone about it in a more respectful way. And so could Padgett. But honestly, like, I'm not going to fight for somebody who doesn't want me. So
how would you flirt more respectfully?
By seeing a taken man as being taken and off limits.
Georgia, what's your reaction to what Ciara just said?
I mean, if I had to ask the crew to raise their hand if I hadn't flirted with them during season, the only person that would be Adam, you know? I'm pretty sure I tried to tell Glenn I wanted to marry him for a green card as well.
You did.
A lot of it, like on a boat, when you're working with people in a confined space, you find sort of friendships with people where you can have banter and you know that you can sort of overstep the boundaries of joking. I didn't only do that with Georgia, it was with everybody, even sort of with Byron at times as well.
When you do take it out of context, it is inappropriate. So 100% watching it back, Ciara should have thrown me overboard a long time ago.
I'm curious, Adam or Jenna, would you be okay if your partner acted the way Padgett did with Georgia?
I would not be, because obviously I'm a pretty reactive person. I wouldn't say I'm overly jealous, but I tell the charter guests that I'm with Adam. So I don't think I'd have an issue telling somebody that I work with that, hey, he's my boyfriend, back off.
Padgett, after watching this season's episodes, did you feel you owe Ciara an apology for your behavior?
I have apologized, because I literally have to think about if it was Ciara in that situation, you know, and I was Ciara, then it probably would hurt me as well. So there's no way that I could sit there watching it back and not say anything.
I was going to ask you, if she flirted with a male coworker the way you and Georgia did, would you be offended?
I mean, Ciara and I have a very strong, stable relationship. If there was a time where that happened, you know, and it crossed the line, as it did at times with Georgia and myself, then I would have probably had to have been like, hey, dude, that's my girlfriend. Like, do you mind sort of, you know, maybe backing off a little bit? You know, and that's to the extreme sort of level that I would intervene at. If it was the other way.
But at the end of the day, it's not up to the other person. It's up to your partner to cut that off. It's not up to the other person. If the other person's single and they want to flirt, then that's good for them.
Georgia, why did you decide to tell Ciara that you had feelings for Padgett before you left the boat?
Well, I didn't think it was right to snake Ciara like that, so I just kind of had to, I don't know, confess before I left.
Padgett, Nicholas S. Facebooked us and wants to know if you were attracted to Georgia, and if you weren't with Ciara, would you have gone after Georgia full force?
If I was single, would I have gone after Georgia? I probably would have not, just because in that, for me, in a workplace, if you're working, you're single, the flirt's all good, but I don't think I would have started a relationship while working.
All right. Ciara, do you believe him?
The big gulp of
wine. I don't know. I kind of feel like he's trying to keep himself from like being slapped right now, but
after the charter season ended, the three of you did actually wind up continue working together. Did anything further happen? Did the threesome ever land?
Oh, well, that was never even on the table.
Okay.
No. I'm a main course, not a mezze platter. So that was never really a thing.
Sometimes being a guest star is the way to go, Georgia. Special guest star. Top billing.
I'm not a Kardashian. I'm on Bravo. Come on, give me a break.
I love it. Looks like there might be a wine shortage in Italy here.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Padgett and Ciara, Michelle Y on Facebook said, how in the world do you maintain a relationship while working and living together in such small quarters? Do you ever get a break from each other?
To be honest, we work in different departments, so we don't hardly see each other. Yeah,
like the only time we really would have together would be in the bathroom. And that was to relieve a lot of tension, I would say. Yeah.
Okay.
Why not say that?
Why not That's the truth. It's the truth. That people want the truth.
So you guys bang it out in the bathroom during the day?
Yeah, it's a bit louder in the shower than anticipated. So, yeah.
Chris is joining us. Hey, Chris, where are you?
Hi, I'm back at home in England.
Chris, how's your back?
Yeah, my back's doing good. Since I've been back in the UK, I've been training, going to the gym, seeing a physio, just really getting ready for the next season.
Very good. Thank you for joining us. Parker came aboard Parsifal 3 as a green deckhand and caused his crewmates to see red more than once.
He tries very hard, but he's always going in the wrong direction, and he fights a lot of what we say.
Well, you then.
Your attitude is a problem. It is very thin ice that you're on.
As far as my well-being goes, I think I need to resign.
So Parker, Candy L from Port Charlotte, Florida said, you don't seem to understand the concept of hierarchy in a workplace. Watching it back, can you see how you let your emotions take over? If so, do you regret it?
Absolutely. I see, you know, my emotions getting the best of me at times. While I would work with everybody here again, you know, I understand that I'm a difficult person to work with. I was new to that size and scale of a boat. Everybody knew that. As you can see, I can lose my cool. I think I did pretty well throughout the whole time I was there.
Padgett, did Parker come in too hot too quickly?
First off, personally, I think Parker is a great guy. He's got a big heart. There's nothing I would ever like. There's nothing malicious going on there at all. But unfortunately, the yachting industry is very fast paced. And with the time that we were given, it's impossible to show Parker everything that is necessary to be like, to be a efficient working deckhand.
Parker, do you regret resigning?
I absolutely do not regret resigning. Glenn was the person I looked up to most, and I trusted his judgment, followed that lead, and got the love of my life back, and I have no regrets.
Awesome. Glenn, do you ultimately regret putting Parker in the position where he felt like he had to resign? Should you have just fired him?
No, I think he could come back and work on a boat like this, no problem. I think he's got to get his head in the right place. He had a lot on because of his inexperience. He had a lot to learn. And he struggled. But I think at the end, he might have made his decision because he saw keep working in this stressful situation or go off with Katie. And to me, it was a no-brainer.
Chris, what was the energy like when you joined the crew? Did Padgett seem relieved to see you?
Yes, very much so. I could definitely tell that they were pleased I was there and they were pleased that I have some experience and I knew what I was doing.
Jenna, why do you think Parker couldn't hack it as a yachtie?
I think that maybe nerves and the stress of things got to you. But I hope you know when I was joking and doing all the things about the breastfeeding and all of that stuff.
There has been times that I've referenced your mom breastfeeding you.
Mama!
That's because I actually thought you'd get it. And it was like a joke and you were part of that team. So I hoped that that would connect us and yeah.
You hoped that the breastfeeding line would connect you?
We all kind of like banter with each other. It wasn't shown, but people called me armadillo head, horse face.
Who doesn't like armadillos? It was a term of affection.
Whatever else. We all kind of joked about stuff. And I apologize because I guess maybe it came across as not a joke.
Well, Jenna, I think sometimes there's other people who have different feelings and they get things differently.
Madison, what did you want to say?
I think there's a very big difference between having a rapport with someone and kind of making someone uncomfortable and maliciously bullying them. And I think you treaded that line and sometimes you crossed it. And to me, it hurt a lot more than you thought. Like, I was a part of a joke. When I came into a galley and you were like making fun of me liking Parker, it hurt. And it was uncomfortable.
In the beginning, it was a neutral joke. But then when you can see other people getting offended, then we should probably rein in.
Jenna, what do you say to respond?
I don't feel like there's necessarily a line like that. I felt like I wanted to include everyone because that means to me, like, I'm including you.
You made it a point to exclude me.
Madison, I know that that's the way that you felt. And I apologize for you feeling that way. I know that you probably won't believe me, but I genuinely wanted to include you in it.
Jenna, you literally Kiara and Georgia and was like, let's go swimming. And you're like, I have to punish her. Who says that? You made it a point to make me feel like I was segregated from everyone.
I think any rational person who saw that would know that I was joking. I said, oh, I'm going to punish her. I never intentionally punished you by any means.
Making us same stews, that wasn't punishing me?
Never once.
Jenna didn't treat me wonderfully every day, but I didn't get upset because it's a hierarchy. It's yachting. We sign up for this. You sign over your human rights when you sign the contract, you know?
Wow, you sign over your human rights. Let me ask you this. Chris, do you think that Parker got a fair shot, or do you think he was never going to make it with Padgett as his superior?
So I think Parker had a good shot. I think if he would have pushed through to the end of the season, he potentially could have learned through some of the issues, some of the ways. But yeah, working with a couple is super hard.
Glenn and Padgett and Jenna, raise your hand if you would hire Parker again or work with him again. All right, all of you.
And I'd want to give him the opportunity before I throw him right in the middle of it, give him the opportunity to have a bit more time to get him on the right page.
Okay. Chris, thank you for joining us all the way from England, and I hope your back gets better. Adam, who's your friend?
That's my boy, Tex.
Tex.
He likes sitting in the hammock with me.
Oh my God. I'm so down for that. Madison, Patrick V wants to know if you're dating anyone now.
Talking, not dating.
Talking. Anyone good?
Very good. He's in Bravo, the Bravo family.
He's in the Bravo family? Is he in the Below Deck family?
Not saying.
My producers are telling me that you follow Colin from Below Deck Med and Luke from Summer House on Instagram.
I'll tell you right now, it's not Colin.
All right. Very good. Okay, well, by the way, if it's Luke, I couldn't be more for this relationship. So I am loving how much wine our friends in Italy are downing. I mean, I think you're on bottle number 3 already. I mean, it's like...
Hey, so I first had a beer, and then you have a second bottle of wine.
You know what they say, Andy? When in Rome. When in Rome.
Okay. Yes, exactly. Cheers. Right. Okay, this season's charter guests had hyper-specific requests on their preference sheets, but they all had a general preference for craziness.
Please put me down. Please put me down. I've never been handled like that by a charter guest before.
Let's discuss. Did any of the guests this season watch the show and kind of reach out to you saying, oh my God, we behaved horribly? Did you guys hear from any of them this season?
Yes.
They didn't say they behaved horribly.
Hey, Joe.
I got an apology from Marshall from the Long Island Boys.
I've been asking for shrimp cocktails for an hour and a
half. Oh my God.
Madison, Michelle F. said, you were a champion handling those meatheads and catering to their every whim 24/7. Why didn't you wake Jenna up to help you? And why did you decide not to tell the captain when that guest picked you up without your consent?
I think Parker and I handled it really well. For me, it's more if the rest of the crew can sleep and I can handle it, then I will. The whole thing picking me up, I mean, I've been manhandled before. I've said this, I think, even with you. It's a different world in yachting, and it happened. He was probably joking. He was drunk. Also, it doesn't make it okay, but I'm just... It is what it is.
Jenna, what could you have done better to protect Madison from that situation?
Well, I didn't know that it happened until I saw the episode, but I think we were all really struggling with that charter day to day. I know I personally couldn't stand them and told them off a number of times. I wish I would have known. And then we'd have a conversation with Glenn about safety and what to do about it moving forward.
Glenn, do you wish you had been made aware of the guest behavior sooner?
I had a lot of faith in Madison and Parker, especially on that charter and that evening with those guys. And I think they handled it well. I think they knew that line that if they needed to get me up. And in the end, they did get me up. I think they called the moment correctly.
Madison, did you hear from that guy that picked you up?
No. But everyone else is lovely. Like, even Marshall is the biggest misunderstood teddy bear.
Byron, Chrissy M. wants to know the worst part of living in the same cabin as the captain.
You fart. Sorry.
Yeah, you fart.
Never, fish. Never in my life. I don't know. I've never farted in my life, ever.
By the way, Captain Glenn, I don't understand why you have to share a room with the engineer. What kind of boat is this? Shouldn't you have your own quarters?
Yeah. Usually the captain on a boat this size has his own cabin, but we just don't have the space for it.
Well, I'm not one to judge Captain Glenn's decisions, but a special guest is joining us, and she is qualified to do so from Below Deck Mediterranean. It is our friend, Captain Sandy. Hey, Captain Sandy, how you doing?
Hi, Andy. Hi, everyone.
Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi.
Sandy, how's it going?
It's great, Andy. Actually, you know, just trying to stay focused here in quarantine. Other than that, just enjoying life and stalking a lot on Instagram.
Very good. Sandy, you worked with Adam on Below Deck Med, and he, of course, was on Sailing Yacht. Did you notice any differences between his approaches on the two shows?
No, not really. I didn't see any difference. I think Adam is Adam. So what you see is what you get.
That's right, Sandy.
Captain Glenn shared a cabin. What was your reaction to that? Would you ever share a cabin?
Hell no. No, not in a
Sorry, Jenna. Shared.
Okay, on that note, thank you, Captain Sandy. We are so excited to see you on the new season of Below Deck Med, which premieres right after this reunion. Thanks, Sandy.
Thanks, Sandy. Thank Bye, Sandy.
Bye, Sandy.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, right off the bat, sparks flew between Jenna and Adam, but their hot and cold boatmance got them into hot water.
How's that feel?
Good. This is the first time in my life I have a total connection with somebody.
You just had incredible sex and you immediately bring up some bullshit.
Why do you do this?
I don't ever want to have conflict.
I don't either.
The fact that there's even any conflict is a problem to me.
Let's dig in. Liam W. said, Adam said on Watch What Happens Live that you're no longer dating. But actually, that's not all he said. He said that you were kind of figuring things out. So what is your status, would you say, Jenna?
Adam can't answer that.
Well, Adam, yeah, I would love Adam.
You know, I think I think we've said it all along that this whole situation in this show has been a pretty up world. I'll say that again. This whole situation, this whole show has been particularly difficult for us.
Why was it difficult?
Well, I think for pretty obvious reasons, Andy. Come on. And so, you know, given the difficulty of the situation in the show and everything that we went through, it was very, very important for me, especially with my experience and having done this multiple times. It is so hard to do this. It is so hard to get through it, particularly if you're not shown in a good light.
How do you feel about the way you come off on the show?
You know, the way I come off, I have no one to blame but myself for that. I choose to do the show. I choose to act a certain way. And I choose to accept the consequences. So,
Jenna, what exactly happened to your relationship with Adam when you got off the boat? What happened after your road trip?
Adam and I actually flew to San Francisco together. I met his family. We drove across the country to my hometown, and then we drove back to the States, to California, and then we drove back again to my hometown. We spent Christmas here, and yeah, I think, like Adam said, there's been a lot of complications with the show and how we're both dealing with that.
Just because people were having all sorts of opinions about the relationship, or?
I think it's hard to do it on a boat because everyone has an opinion. It's hard to do it, you know, on social media because everyone has an opinion on it. And it would be nice if he and I got to know each other separate from that.
So for both of you, what was it like watching back your fight in the master suite? Did that affect your relationship when it aired? Adam?
You know, if anything, it makes you a little stronger. You know, it kind of helps you look back and reassess and, you know, think about those moments and how you could have done things differently.
Adam, Nicole S. said you showed traits of jealousy, manipulation, goading, then blaming, trivializing, etc. Are you aware of how you come off?
I was fully reminded of how I come off this season by the public. And, you know, I think that that was all sort of a result of what I did, you know, and the decisions that I made.
Jenna, Laura E. Facebooked and wants to know why you asked Georgia to lie to Adam about both of you hooking up with the same guy.
So when that came up, the guy that we have in common, I didn't really date, and it wasn't really the full story. And we joked about it for the minute, and it got to Adam, and I wanted her to just say, hey, it didn't really happen like that. Don't take it personally. And that's all that I was hopeful for. I didn't lie. I just, go ahead, Georgia.
I feel like Adam had an idea of how he wanted Jenna to be. And then when she was herself, he wanted her to change to kind of fit his requirements. Adam, that's me going from your reaction to us making jokes about something that is like, there is no chance of it happening. I mean, the whole thing is a coincidence. We tried to laugh it off, but then it turned into some really big thing, you know? Adam made Jenna feel ashamed about her past. She had to lie about what her past was so he'd accept it.
I didn't lie about it.
Well, no, I had to lie.
I don't care that she had sex with someone in the past. She's probably had sex with dozens of people from the past. I don't care about that. The point is that they were gloating about it in front of me while I'm stressed out at work. It's not that hard to explain.
It was one comment, Adam.
I think the thing is we can all be reactive at times, but the lesson here is to maybe take a breather.
No, I think the one person you're not supposed to lie to is your spouse. You shouldn't have to break bits of you off to fit their mold.
Well, Georgia, you said that Jenna changed when she was with Adam. Do you think they were a good couple?
It just got to a point when there's a negative effect on Jenna's behavior. Like, I don't want Jenna to feel like she has to lie about anything she's done or how she is. I feel like she's...
You
like,
only
everyone...
felt that way because you were her subordinate.
No, because she's another human, Adam. Really.
Madison, do you think Adam and Jenna made a good couple?
After Adam called Jenna psychotic, and this is even after she wasn't the nicest to me all season, and I went in there, I'm like, f him for calling you that way, because you know what? No man deserves to treat another woman like this.
You're using this as an opportunity to now say, even though you were a dick to me, I supported you. So you're using it as an opportunity to sell yourself, and that sucks. And it's like, I personally don't like unsolicited advice. I don't need advice.
Dude, like you were literally laying in bed all day being like, you called me psychotic, yada, 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 and I try to console you.
I just want to say that like, as a couple in yachting, I think there has to be a good balance. Being able to work together is great if you're accomplishing your entire goal of being on the yacht, and your entire goal is making a great experience for the guests. If you're accomplishing that and the guests are always happy, then your issue with the crew is like a minor issue, because your only reason for being there is for the guests.
The one point I want to make is, did any guest ever complain about service?
Nope.
Do either of you think you'll get back together someday?
Adam?
Well, you know, to be 100% honest, I don't think that's any of you guys' business.
All right, we'll leave it there. The interior crew tried to provide a smooth guest experience, but Chief Stew Jenna and her reports Madison and Georgia seem to rub one another the wrong way, and I have questions.
When you were laying on his lap or something, trying to talk to me, like, professionally,
I'm just lowering myself by even having this f***ing conversation. Sometimes time management is lacking.
It's bullshit.
Jenna, Michelle Facebooked and said, why would you tell on Madison for staying up late after her shift was over with Parker when you would leave and spend time with Adam when you are on shift? As Chief Stew, do you think you set an ideal example for your fellow colleagues?
So every scene that you see when I'm sitting on Adam's lap or sitting beside him in the crew mess, I'm actually done for the day. And that is my home as well, right? So that's the only space that we have. Ciara and Paget have their cabin. Madison, yep, you'll get your chance. Madison, my issue wasn't with her doing anything with Parker. I didn't care about that. My issue was she would prolong her duties to stay up in order to see Parker. And that was my issue.
I wanted to sit down after, like, having a camera on me, Madison, for 2 hours. I was trying to make sure that everything was okay. I'm sorry, Jenna, please be quiet. I was trying to make sure that everything was okay, set up for you guys. I wanted to sit down and have a meal. If that meant me staying up an extra 15 minutes to see another human being to talk to them without a camera in my face being dead silent, that's what I wanted. You got to go sit on the front of the deck with Adam during a charter. Like, that is so unannounced. Like, what is going on?
This is the issue, I think, with you and I, is the communication is not clear between you and I.
You never tried.
Can I speak for a minute?
We're always, Adam, we're always, like, more concerned with Adam.
You, from the beginning, had an issue with me. And do you think that you would like to work with somebody who constantly rolled their eyes or went, everyone can see it when they're watching the season, Madison. You have a huge attitude with me.
Georgia, what do you want to say?
With being up later, you would expect the other duties, such as laundry, to be done, rather the time spent doing love letters or cereal.
I wrote one note one time to Parker.
My issue is not with your note to Parker. My issue is you taking 4 hours.
I did not even like Parker. I'm just trying to support him. Parker, please. Feel free to, like, jump in whenever the f*** you want.
I will. I just don't want to talk over anybody.
I think Adam has actually found true love.
Man's best friend.
I have one more point to make. So, Madison and Georgia, you both worked for me. How come it is that Georgia and I were able to get along and you and I weren't? Same management style. And I get it. Maybe you have a different style.
Yo, Jenna, Georgia was third stew, though. Madison was supposed to be, Madison's supposed to be your right hand. Like,
right.
Like,
and wouldn't you want somebody who's your right hand to have your back and not roll their eyes?
Yeah, but I don't think she felt from the get-go, Jenna. I don't think Madison felt like you had her back.
Why was
that? She doesn't have anyone's back, Paco. You literally, to Jenna, were like, acting a different way than you were to me, and I didn't know that. I always had your back, and it makes me really frustrated.
You didn't always have her back because you scapegoated her by blaming her for jobs that you didn't do.
Madison, and when you didn't do things, you said that it was me.
But you ran to Jenna every time. You thought that, like, oh,
in episode.
Georgia, what happened between you and Madison? You two had such a love fest at the end of the season.
No, listen, Andy, Madison and I were 100% during the season. But
well, we weren't, because I'm now watching it, that we weren't 100%
wait,
Georgia.
Think about me. I've got both of my superiors being upset with me because I'm loyal to one or the other. Like, Madison hates that I get along with Jenna. Jenna hates that I'm coddling Madison. I love Madison. Madison and I have a really, really, really close bond.
I'm going to say nice here that Madison, I actually felt like I could trust you at all times with guests. I felt like you were great with service. I really did. And I really actually genuinely hoped that we could have had a good relationship. And you, Georgia, and I, that first night that we were in the cabin, we had a great conversation. And somehow it turned.
If you have a boss, you have to make do. You're never going to get a boss enough.
God damn it. This is like why I'm getting upset. Because you don't even have back when you say that you do. Oh my God.
Madison, honestly, it's not about having back. I'm just trying to be honest.
Okay, I want to move on a little bit. Jenna, Lisa R. wants to know, why would you laugh that you made an employee cry? You come off as a cruel person when you and Adam are joking about punishing and breaking Madison. That was an upsetting scene to watch.
I think it's very hard for me to defend myself when I know my true character and there's a representation of me on TV that I feel is different. I know that, you know, Madison would not agree with that, but I know my intentions are good. I know that I would never want to hurt somebody. I reached out and apologized to Madison after we had finished filming.
Like months after. Dude, you made my life a living hell. You hurt me, like maliciously, you hurt me. And you were trying to hurt me, like, and you're trying to break me down.
How did I make your life a living hell? Like, I don't understand that.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Ciara, you've worked both in the interior and exterior. What do you think could have been fixed with this department?
Honestly, I think communication could have been a good, a really beneficial thing for both parties, for Madison and Jenna. And I feel like, honestly, as a chief stew, you know way more than the second stew.
Captain Glenn, you agree?
If you're going to succeed in this industry, you got to learn to let things slide. You can't be too defensive. You can't be too confrontational with the people in your apartment, especially the people that you're working under.
Georgia, Kate F. said you wanted Jenna to be more accountable for her behavior. How would you like to see her change as a boss?
So be honest, if she wasn't, you know, a smitten kitten with Adam, I feel like she would have paid enough attention. As if Madison and I told her we were having issues with her, she would have been like, okay, fair enough. And I feel like she would have taken it.
Jenna, what's your reaction to that?
It would have been different if I hadn't been with Adam. I know that. I know things would have shifted dramatically. It was also hard to manage a relationship, being a manager on a new boat, an all-new crew, heavy charter. And I apologize. I really do. And it also, it feels like when I apologize, it's like, oh, whatever. She's just apologizing and she doesn't really mean it. I genuinely do.
After working all day, I literally would turn on the shower at night and cry.
She's apologizing. Do you accept her apology?
I don't know. It could have been real if it had been more genuine over, like, maybe when the season started. But it was 2 months after the fact.
The letter that I wrote you when I said all the compliments towards you, I felt at odds for what to be able to give you to satisfy you.
I don't know how else to like reiterate this without looking like a dick right now, but you made it very, very, very hard for me. And I left there feeling so horrible about myself because I had someone that I kept trying to be kind to.
Do you think kind constantly say, Jenna just wants to be on Adam's dick and all she cares about is fucking Adam?
But Jenna, you're not hearing that. You didn't give a what Madison had to say at the time.
Okay. You guys are not resolved. Jenna, would you work with Madison and Georgia again?
Georgia, yes. I think Madison would do better with another style of leadership. Again, I'm not saying that you're a stew by any means. I think that I can't give you what you need, and I'm at a loss for what I would be able to give you.
Jenna, what's your biggest regret of the season?
My biggest regret is that I really do pride myself on building relationships, and I really do sincerely apologize to Madison and Georgia for ever making you feel bad. It feels like when I apologize, it doesn't seem sincere, but I really have, sorry, I really have been bothered by some of my behavior, and I've reflected on it quite a bit, and I just hope you know that.
Yeah. We do. We do. It's fine.
And Madison, I know you and I haven't had the chance to talk, but I don't know. I would never want bad feelings between anyone. And
hey, what did I tell you when I texted you? Bad feelings towards anyone. But
I know.
I think there should be certain conversations that should have been had privately instead of like on this. And to me, like, that's, if you would have called me and said, hey, I feel like a dick, I'd have been like, hey, I'm sorry, I was so emotional. Like, that would have been great to me.
I tried to do that. Adam was there when I tried to call you. I really did try. And Adam knows firsthand how much this has upset me.
We went through a very unique situation. I just don't give a f- anymore. It's a new season. It was a year ago. It's a okay. Very it's a very different
so you
season.
So you accept her apology?
Yes. I honestly, I've moved so much past this. It's when she texted me, I said, I don't have bad blood with anyone. I don't have any more energy to give to anyone that's being negative. I'm over it.
Okay. Adam, what's your biggest regret of the season?
I don't really like answering the regret thing. I don't generally have too many regrets. It's just decisions and you learn from all of them.
What have you learned about yourself this season?
That I really, really, really despise yachting.
Fair to say this is the last season of Below Deck we'll see you on.
Bye.
Well, it was a great season, and I want to thank all of you for joining me from multiple continents and for such an entertaining first season. Hopefully we had a little bit of resolution. I think Padgett and Sierra are yawning because they drank 3 bottles of wine in Italy. I'm Andy Cohen. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.